101. Don't think about it. A. Do you still think about moving to New York? B. Yeah, every day. A. Don't you like it here? B. I like it, but I don't want to stay here my whole life. A. Do you regret not having gone with your friends? B. Yes, I should have gone with them. A. You can't worry about what has already happened. B. I know, but it's difficult. A. Don't think about the past, plan your future. B. From now on I'll do that. 102. Happy artist. A. Finn, are you happy now? B. I'm very happy, Maggie. A. Weren't you happy here? B. Not really, I needed to move on with my plans. A. And you did so, right? B. Yes, I became a famous artist. A. Have you always dreamed of that? B. Since I was a child. A. How good that your dream came true. B. Not quite yet, but one day. 103. It's over. A. William, I need to talk to you. B. Okay, Ann. A. I think we're growing apart. B. Did you notice that, too? A. I've wanted to talk to you for a few days. B. We can work on it. A. No, William. We're not like before. B. It's difficult, but I really like you. A. It's difficult too, but I think it's over. B. I can't understand you. 104. A great manager. A. Aretha is the best manager we've ever had. B. She always helps us. A. She knows how to manage a group of people. B. She is very smart. A. A great leader. B. We should hold a celebration to thank her for her work. A. Let's talk to the others. B. Everyone wants to help. A. Aretha will be very happy. B. She deserves it. 105. Light the fireplace. A. It's too cold here. B. Out there must be worse. A. It's snowing and windy. B. Even with a lot of clothes on, it's cold. A. I know what we can do. B. What? A. Let's light the fireplace and stay close to it. B. Let's go to the living room then. A. It will be much better. B. Absolutely. 106. Working is the best thing. A. Mr. Bourne, do you still want to keep working? B. Of course, I love my work. A. Aren't you tired? B. I'm still very strong. A. After all this time, I thought you wanted to retire. B. No. I love working. A. I'm glad to hear that. B. Working keeps me alive. A. You're strong. B. And I want to be like you. 107. Scrambled eggs. A. We only have scrambled eggs for breakfast. B. Really? I usually don't eat eggs. A. What a pity, it's the only choice. B. Scrambled eggs and what else? A. We have bread to go with it. B. Okay then, I'll have juice and 2 slices of bread. A. That's it? B. Yes, I really don't like eggs. A. Okay, But tomorrow it's scrambled eggs again. B. Don't worry, I will bring something better from home. 108. Bad behavior. A. Hello teacher, my name is Ryan Johnson, I am Michael's father. B. Hello Mr. Johnson. How good of you to come. A. You called me here to talk about Michael. B. Yes, he is misbehaving in the classroom. A. What's happening? B. He is messy and fights with other students. Well, I'll talk to Michael to change that. B. I hope so. A. You can call me again as many times as you want, okay? B. Okay, I hope everything works out. 109. The best dog. A. My dog Toby is very funny. B. What does he do? A. He always plays with me. B. That's fun. A. He likes to run. B. He must be a great dog. A. He is very good, he obeys me and doesn't mess inside the house. B. Toby is a well-behaved dog then. A. I taught him since he was young. B. I want to have a dog like that. 110. Where is that noise coming from? Can you hear that? B. What? A. The noise. B. Yes, what could it be? A. I don't know. B. Is somebody in the house? A. I don't think so, the door is locked. B. Then where is the noise coming from? A. Look out the window. It's the branch of that tree hitting the wall. B. Phew, thank God. Dot.